Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. How much time do you spend contemplating your kidneys? That most likely depends upon whether or not you've ever had a problem. It's National Kidney Month, and Avera's Jerry Schreier joins us with more. We're reaching him on the campus of Avera in Sioux Falls. Hi, Jerry.
Good morning.
Let's start with this sort of mysterious definition of what the kidneys do for us, because I think most people don't consider it very often.
I would agree with you, and I think it's one of the most underappreciated and misunderstood organs in the body. Generally, I try to explain to people that kidneys are the primary filter of your blood. People talk about the liver and the spleen, but the kidney is the one that regulates so much in the that happens in the body. Two primary functions the kidney does. One is regulate fluid. So if you're one of these people that insist on drinking 8 glasses of water a day, you need to get rid of that water, and so you produce more urine and you go to the bathroom more, and that's the product of the kidneys. But the second and probably more important aspect what the kidney does is work as a regulator for electrolytes like potassium and calcium, things that are certainly necessary in the body and particularly necessary in the contraction of muscles, especially the heart muscle. It too little or too much is not good, and so the kidney has a way of regulating how much of that is circulating in your blood and adjusting. And I think people talk about the kidneys and they don't have a real understanding because we don't really talk about it too much.
Right. So before we talk about sort of things that can go wrong, let's talk about what do we do to sort of consider taking care of kidney function.
You know, the most important part anyone can do is to check your kidney function every once in a while. Check their renal function. Most people know that they need to have their certain exams. They need a colonoscopy. They need to do a breast exam. They need to do these several things that we talk about and get a lot of publicity throughout the country. But there's not a lot of publicity about kidneys. And the most important thing that anyone can do is to know what their kidney function is. And there's two simple tests that can be done in the doctor's office, and that's to check for protein in the urine and also to check the blood to check a creatinine level. Those two tests alone can give us a very good indication of how well the kidneys are doing. If I can back up a little bit and just talk about how the kidney does this, if you picture a coffee maker and Keurigs and all these newfangled ones are ruining my story, but let's go back to the old percolator
right.
coffee makers
right.
where you had a filter in the box you put that filter in, you put the coffee grounds in, and you pour the water through, and you get a nice clean cup of coffee. That's what it's supposed to do. If you were to poke a hole in that filter, all of a sudden you find all these coffee grounds in the bottom of your coffee cup, and that's not good. And that's similar to what happens with the kidney. If the kidney filter is intact, and there are literally a million little nephrons in each kidney doing this filtering throughout the course of your lifespan. If there's a hole in that filter, then all of a sudden you start leaking protein into the urine. There should not be protein in your urine. And so when physicians will check for protein, that's what they're checking. How well is that filter working? And if that filter starts leaking protein, that means it's also not doing some of the other important things that it needs to do. So that's the two things you can do is know what your kidney function is by checking urine protein and also checking creatinine, your blood creatinine.
So this is something you just at your annual exam would ask your doctor if that's part of the blood work that they're doing.
Absolutely. And
any age,
and
anybody throughout any age should be asking this or beyond a certain age?
Any age should be asking this, particularly as you get into your adult life. But even those younger who have a history, family history of some kidney disease, the primarily 90% of all kidney disease is caused by either diabetes or high blood pressure or a combination of the two. And both that high blood pressure and that diabetes affects the filtering process in that kidney. And so that's the vast majority. So if you have a family history or have yourself diabetes or high blood pressure, those are times where you should really be checking, and younger the better in either of those situations.
So when you say millions of little nephrons, is that something that when you're born, do you have fully functioning kidneys? Do they change with age? Do they decrease in effectiveness with age? How does the human life cycle affect kidney health?
Sure. You know, you're born with two functioning, most of us are born with two functioning kidneys. Sometimes they won't separate through the development stage. You may end up with one or a horseshoe shape, but by far, most of us have two functioning kidneys that will work well into our elderly life. As with all organs, as we reach the end of our life, there's some decline in function. But keep in mind that one single functioning kidney is enough to sustain life quite effectively. In fact, that's the whole premise behind a transplant. If someone has failed kidneys and is in need of a transplant, we can have people donate one of their kidneys, and they and the recipient can both function well with just one kidney. So there's a lot of reserve capacity built into our kidneys. We just need to make sure we take care of what we have.
So 90% of kidney disease caused by diabetes, high blood pressure. What about the rest?
The rest of it can be some immune diseases such as lupus or good pastures, or one that I think people will hear most of is polycystic kidney disease, where you develop cysts that are basically pressure onto the inside of the kidney and causing some compromise in its ability to filter. But those are the uncommon ones. By far, it's the diabetes and hypertension, high blood pressure. And that's the other hat I wear is also I'm a board member for the South Dakota Board of the National Kidney Foundation. And one of our charges this year is to publicize and to get the word out to take care of people so that I as a clinician never have to see these people. And the message there is quite simple, to take care of your diabetes, take care of your blood pressure so that the damage doesn't get caused to the kidneys themselves.
Right. So what are the signs of a problem then? The blood test, anything else, if you haven't had a blood test that you would notice as a patient and then ask your doctor about?
Sure. So most people, one in three of us are at risk for developing kidney disease. One in nine of us will develop kidney disease. And 90% of those people will not even know they have kidney disease until they start feeling the symptoms. And usually those are some edema or some swelling of the ankles or shortness of breath. Sometimes you'll see some GI issues, some nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. You'll see generally it's a loved one who brings the other person into the clinic and says they're just not themselves, memory issues, weakness, those kind of broad general constellation of symptoms will lead to checking the creatinine and the protein in the urine and will diagnose kidney disease.
So then what can be done? How difficult is it to treat?
If kidney disease is identified early, and there are five stages of kidney disease, the fifth one is the worst. That's the one at which point some people will need renal replacement, or they'll need dialysis, or a transplant, some other way to maintain life. Most people are diagnosed about stage three, and if we're identified at that stage, then we can look at avoiding certain medications that are hard on the kidney. We can look at what dietary issues to preserve what kidney function is left. We can look at managing those risk factors like the high blood sugars and the high blood pressure. And so oftentimes people can reside with chronic kidney disease at a stage three or stage four and may never progress any farther if they pay attention to the risk factors.
Are there things that we do with our diet and our exercise that put our kidney function at risk?
You know, that's a great question, and it all circles back to controlling risk factors like sugars, blood sugars, and blood pressure. If you diet and exercise well, by default, you're going to control blood sugar and blood pressure. And so, yes, diet and exercise is important, but most importantly is through that process you can eliminate those risk factors. So we're always an advocate of diet and exercise.
How about any myths around kidney function? I remember somebody talking about people exercising too much and then their kidneys had kidney failure. Total myth, or is there any truth to that?
You know, if you those that are world-class athletes who train a lot and compete a lot and put their bodies through a lot can be strenuous on the kidney, but that's such a majority of people that the vast majority of us that certainly does not apply. Mm-hmm. There's no clinical data that suggests that exercise for the common person is detrimental to the kidney.
Right. Don't shy away from it.
Not at all.
I'm making my list of excuses for not working out today, and that can't be on the list.
No, that's cross that one off the list. That doesn't apply. The other thing that's important to know is that there are ways to identify kidney disease, and through the Kidney Foundation here in Sioux Falls, we offer an annual screening. It's called KEEP, K-E-E-P, and it's a KEEP screening that we do each year, and it's free of charge. People can come in and have a urine test and talk about risk factors and meet with a provider, and that's offered free of charge to people, and that's a good way to screen. The other thing is just to ask their doctors, make sure that that's something that we're monitoring.
Right. Where do we find out more information? Is there a place online for the
KEEP
screening?
There's two places I would suggest. First of all, there's the National Kidney Foundation website, which is www.kidney.org, and there will be a link to South Dakota in there. The other is that we have a person, Gene Dickey, who is also a two-time recipient of a kidney transplant. So mm-hmm. he's been on all sides of that formula, and he's our community outreach coordinator here in town. And he can be reached at area code 605-360-4939. And he's a wonderful resource to plug us in. We have some fundraising events in town, such as a kidney walk, which is scheduled on June 10th here in Sioux Falls. And we have a golf tournament July 10th here in Sioux Falls. And we're always looking for volunteers, too. If people want to just get involved, we'd love. We don't dress NFL athletes in pink, so we don't have the national publicity. but we're always looking for help.
Right. Jerry Schreier is a PA in the nephrology department at Avera. Thank you so much, Jerry. We appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.